Looks like it's recording. Hopefully they changed their recording link at work, so hopefully it actually saves. All right. All right. Hello, hello, DTL world. This is Coach Chicken Blake of the Mighty Fremont Tarzans, and I'm here with Coach Iowa Banker of Mesa. How you doing tonight, Coach?
Hey, Coach, doing well. Good to talk to you. Kind of looking forward to getting back into it and talking PNTT kind of halfway through the pool play.
Yeah, for sure. It's always good chat about these teams, and we get a little bit of a taste of actually how they've played so far. Well, we're starting with the Nicely group here today. We've got four teams here. We got the Las Vegas Local Labos, we got Shreveport Paper Shredders, Keystone Light, and St. Petersburg Boy Geniuses. Up to this point, we have Las Vegas at 3-0. We got Shreveport at 1-2. Las Vegas at 3-0, kind of running away with the group at this point. They're plus 64. We got Shreveport at 1-2. They're plus 3. Keystone, who also is 1-2 at plus 3. And then St. Petersburg, who has not fared the best right now, at 0-3 and is a negative 83. What do you think about these Las Vegas Local Labos, who are kind of running this group right now?
Yeah, Coach, Las Vegas is off to a great start. It's probably not a huge surprise based on last year when they made a run all the way to the finals and and runner up in the entire league. So obviously they're a very good team. And, you know, if you kind of look at them this year, I think they even got better because they brought in a very strong freshman class, and returned four starters. So they just plugged the Harrison Schroeder, their freshman power forward, right in. And he's been solid, but this is a team, Coach, it seems like they're led by their backcourt, Testerman and Armstrong, a couple of really good players there in the backcourt, both juniors. So, you know, they've already been to the title game and they've got 2 years to go. So probably not a big surprise that Vegas is out and running. They look like they're probably poised for another pretty good year.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they're 3-0. They trounced St. Petersburg, which is part of the St. Petersburg's negative 64 or 80. And then they cleaned up pretty well on Shreveport. Well, I shouldn't say that. They beat Shreveport by 11, and then their first out-of-conference was Jefferson City. It does look like they are probably toying the tiniest bit with their center position. They started Daniel Hill last year. All the way through the season. Not a bad player by any means. Had 10 rebounds, 2.4 blocks from that center position. But it looks like they tried Fresno Turner this year or this last game at center. Not sure 100% why. I don't know much about Turner. I guess he's a freshman. He's definitely more of a rebound passing type than probably Daniel Hill is. Yeah, Daniel looks like more maybe the defensive guy. Last high school, he's a 10 rebound, 3.3 blocks guy, and played pretty close to that or got close to that last year. While looks like Turner is a 10.6 rebounds but 2.5 assists but only 1.7 blocks in high school. So part of a good class, but just interested, but to see how that rolls out moving forward.
Yeah, I think Coach probably one of those cases. Maybe he just wanted to give him a shot. Maybe felt confidence that they could still get the win in the game. And let's see what the young, combination of Schroeder and Turner could do as starters. And, got Hill back in, so maybe he's going to go back to his lineup from last year. So might just be him a little bit, kind of figure out what he likes. But there's definitely a lot to like on this team. I think You know, you look at the, you mentioned they, I don't want to say they're locked to win the group, but they're pretty close. You know, to get through, Keystone to be the only one in the group to play Reno. I mean, that'll be a heck of a game, game, and then Decatur, the Monday game tomorrow or on Monday again. Looks like this team should be in good shape to, you would think, at least win two out of three and probably wrap the group up next week.
Yeah, it should be a five and could be, well, it could be a 6-0, maybe a 5-1, depending on how that Reno goes, and what worse 4-2 if Keystone can pull through here. But we'll get to them sh here shortly. Thoughts on Shreveport?
Yeah, let's pull up the paper shredders. That's a program. When I first joined the league, you know, I don't know, 8 or 9 seasons ago, they were really rolling. They had some unbelievable seasons. Slipped a little bit from maybe where, I mean, they're still a good program, don't get me wrong, but not quite at the same level they were, kind of back to back PTT mid-level seasons. You know, so a little bit of a transition maybe for Coach Craig and his team still has some talent. They're definitely on the roster, no doubt about it. You know, you kind of look at their, take a peek at their first three games. We mentioned they had a 1-2 start. Pretty convincing win out of the gate against Keystone. Pretty impressive there. A couple of tough losses. You know, no shame in losing to Vegas, and then lost a real close one to a team I know well, Culver City in my conference, who's usually has a very solid program. So they've schedule out of the chute. You know, you look at this upcoming week, I've got another tough one in the middle with Boise. That's a always a really, really good program. And then a couple of games that, you know, look like they would be fairly even, or, you know, games that they could have a shot with Philly and St. Pete. So probably a team I think it's going to have a tough time getting in on the cheese claws. You know, they'd have to pull the sweep. And you know, and win by what, a combined 17 points net for the week. I think that's probably a tough ask, it would, in my opinion, with there. I think still a good chance for them to try to win a couple of games in the regular season and kind of team.
Yeah, you did. It's unfortunate that they lost to Culver City. I think, and that I was just looking at a play-by-play of that one. So they were neck and neck going into the last 10. Well, they still are. 3 minutes left. Looks like they're losing by 3, and then at three, the 3:12 mark. Nobody scores on either team till the last 30 seconds, 34 seconds of the game. And then Culver City shoot makes a two, and that's basically the game after that. So kind of a tough one to lose there when nobody scores for about 2.5 minutes the last stretch. So
Yep, and Culver City can do that to you. They're always pretty stout on the defensive end. I've run against them many times, so
for sure.
yeah, but yeah, still I think this is a, like I said, this is a team that's, they had a little bit of a rough freshman class coming in, probably not exactly what the coach was looking for, but you know, three pretty decent classes above that. So I think if they can maybe have a 2-1 week, you know, have a 3-3 PNTT, and you know, prepare themselves for Conference 13 play, and you know, get them started off at a decent clip. So.
For sure. I guess turn the page to Keystone here. Look, yeah, what do you think here?
Yeah, let's pull up the light here. So kind of this, kind of the same story, a 1-2 plus 3. You know, it's absolutely identical position endings with them. So they have not run into Vegas yet. That's their remaining game. So that's a gonna make for a tough week. But you know, they had a tough one to Shreveport. And, you know, they bounced back with a big win against St. Petersburg, and then lost a tough one to Odessa. So yeah, and this week they look like they've got a salty schedule this week, Raleigh, Greensboro, and Vegas. So schedule tough on Coach Florida Hawks team, no doubt about it. But again, that this, you know, this is a team that looks like they're kind of going in the right direction. You know, they They had their struggles for a few years, made a nice move up last year. Elite Eight run in the PTT, and seems like their recruiting's improved. So I think this is a team that's headed in the right direction. I guess with
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, last year they were struggling at the center position, and it looks like they're sort of headed that way too again. So last year they were starting 2 6-8 guys at their post who averaged 6.8 and 6 rebounds at center. And it looks, and yeah, it makes you wonder. You're like, oh, why wasn't Caleb Born playing? Well, because now he's playing and he's averaging 4. So it's unfortunate to get a guy like that in. He had 10 rebounds in high school and clearly can't rebound. Yeah, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks in high school, and he has been a career NA or backup center. That is sad when those guys don't pan out, but it's the way it works sometimes. But
it is, and especially when he's really the only one, if you look at their roster coach, that the requisite size probably to play. So he's probably playing this year because he just doesn't have options at this point. So pretty good guess. He's 6'10", 6'8", and 6'7" off the roster. I think pretty safe bet he's going to be recruiting hard for most players in the cycle.
Should have a good amount of impact too to roll with. So 1 6-8 guy left, so worth a shot. It's the last team we got here is St. Petersburg Boy Geniuses.
Yes, I think I don't think I realize this, coach, because Jimmy Neutron's been in the game, but he must have had a better opportunity and jump ship, because I'm trying to think. I think he was in Rochester, wasn't he?
That's
Was it?
what I was thinking too.
I missed that in the off season, so we don't have the Boy Geniuses in Rochester. They went south to St. Petersburg, so who knew? So yeah, coach is. Obviously went, and he's got a rebuilding process. I think that's fair to say. You see an RTT level team, kind of a 500 level team, kind of a middle of the road level recruiting profile or for his roster. So, hey, credit to him that he still signed up and decided to get a shot in the PMTT, because that's tough if you don't have a real strong roster, and it's going to take a little while. So they're taking their lumps, and boy, look at his schedule next week. He's got another team I'm familiar with, a team in Conference 28 that was really good last year and is good again, Huntington Beach and Phoenix. Boy, the schedule makers just did not help him at all. And then he's got Shreveport. So, it's going to be a challenge. It's probably going to be tough for him to win. But again, kudos to him for signing up, for putting his team and giving them a test and seeing what he has. But
For sure.
I think he's been a good coach in the past. I would expect, give him a few seasons of recruiting, and he'll probably have them move in the right direction.
Yeah, for sure. It's just always curious how like some of these guys work out, because like the recruiting class is like they're not good, but they're not horrible. Like there's enough lying there to be something, but clearly, based off last year's stats, they weren't. Their leading scorer was Luke Pedro, and he is currently in NA. So, yeah, and I'm guessing Jimmy Utron's trying to figure out what he's got here. Running 3 freshmen that I'm maybe he maybe recruited, maybe not. I don't know, but at least trying to test these young guys out and see what they got. So, hats off to him. Hope he's got great. Hope it's nice in St. Petersburg.
Well, probably nicer weather, I think, than he enjoyed in Rochester. That's a safe bet. So
You bet.
thanks.
Well, that's this group. I think we're both in agreement that Las Vegas should finish out on top here. And I think the rest we were leaning probably not cheesecloth, but we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. Probably a one bid group this year, unless Shreveport or Keystone can get hot this week. But probably just gonna see Vegas come out. I think that's probably the safe bet.
For sure. Cool. Well, we'll be back with another group.